Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Zoya Springwala. Today is Monday, the 19th of February, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 are expected to resume trading on a flat to positive notes, given the signal from the GIFT Nifty trends, which currently show that the index is trading 21 points higher at around 22.164 levels, indicating a great start for the local equity markets. On Friday, the domestic equities continued their winning streak as the Nifty reclaimed the key level of 22,000. The market breadth was also positive, led by buying in the mid-cap and small-cap indices. Further, India's narrowing trade deficit, led by softening commodity prices and a manufacturing push by the government, attracted investors to capital goods, metals and industrial stocks. On Friday, the Sensex closed higher by 0.52%, while Nifty gained 130 points to close around 22,040 levels. Sectorally, most indices closed in the green, barring the Nifty PSU Bank Index and the Nifty Oil and Gas Index. Gains on Friday were led by the auto, IT and pharma indices that all clocked gains of over 1% each. Analysts suggested maintaining a positive yet cautious stance as the Nifty is set to retest its record high. Needless to say, the market needs sustainability above the 22,150 level to end this consolidation phase and march towards the 22,500 zone, or else profit booking might resume. Traders ideally should keep a close watch on the banking index for Qs per analysts, while other traders might continue to play a supportive role on a rotational basis. Additionally, the performance of global indices, especially the US, will be closely eyed. Turning towards stocks that will be buzzing in trade today, the LIC of India receives a refund of 21,741 crore from the Income Tax Department. Additionally, Tata Power has received a letter of intent from REC's subsidiary to acquire the Jalpura-Khurja Power Transmission Plant for 838 crore. Insurance aggregator PB Fintech says IRDAI has granted it an in-principle approval to upgrade Policybazaar Insurance Broker's license from Direct Insurance Broker to Composite Insurance Broker. Reports suggested that domestic broking firm Motilal Oswal has been victim to a cyber attack by Lockbit, a ransomware group who came to have gained access to confidential data of Motilal Oswal's 6 million clients. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. Wall Street's key indices ended down on Friday, with the Nasdaq showing the largest decline after a hotter-than-expected producer prices report eroded hopes for interest rate cuts by the US Federal Reserve. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 0.49%, the S&P 500 fell 0.83%, while the Nasdaq Composite was down 0.39%. The US dollar inched back to reclaim 104 levels, while gold prices recorded a minor gain. Looking at Asia-Pacific markets, the Asian indices traded mixed. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index was flat, while South Korea's Kospi traded almost 1% higher, while Japan's Nikkei 225 was around 0.36% lower. In the Voice of the Day segment, we have Sonam Srivastav of Right Research sharing her market outlook. Let's have a listen.
My outlook about the market remains cautiously optimistic. We definitely have a huge growth potential ahead for India. India is where the growth story is and everybody is betting on it. But we have to be cautious because there are concerns on valuation, there are concerns on the global macroeconomic scenario. But still, there are a lot of stocks and sectors that seem to be quite interesting right now. If we are to talk about the key themes that we have to look at today, I think it continues to be the infrastructure theme, where government has invested a lot. And if the same policies continue into the future, we will see incremental investment come in. Along with it, I'm seeing a big growth path ahead for the healthcare and the hospital segment. And as the recent announcements by the government came, there is going to be heightened focus there. IT is going to have a good day somewhere into the future. It's not maybe not going to come in the next month or next quarter, but definitely has a growth path ahead. Along with it, if you watch the recent budgets and announcement, banking financials is going to get a big boost because of government policies to infuse liquidity. along with it, we see green energy as a theme that's going to stand out a lot. What we have to be careful about right now is to keep a strong watch on the macroeconomic scenario. There are so many global economic conditions that we have to be watchful for. In the recent news, we've seen an announcement or speculation about recession being hit in Japan, in the UK, as the growth rates have declined a lot. And even for the US, the growth rates might turn out to be more negative than expected. Now, these decreasing growth rates could be also a positive because they would push the central bankers to go with the rate cut sooner than people are anticipating right now. So if you are looking at the expectations of a rate cut, the Fed announced it that they are not going to cut rates till the end of the June quarter. But I think once with the new data sets that are coming up on the lower growth, they will push the central banks to start cutting rates as well. So that has to be an important factor that we have to watch out for. Domestically, we have to watch out for the commentary coming out from the RBI, the monetary policy, and the number of policies that are going to be shifting as the elections come in. Elections will be a big focus area. Elections are going to define what happens in the next few years. And we would have to be extremely careful and watchful about it. Maybe themes like PSUs will continue their run up as the elections approach. Along with it, we have to be very carefully watching the earnings season and what's happening in the domestic institutions along with the macroeconomic scenario.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you for listening and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.